Test 68, Section 2, Question 4. Now, with this one, we're looking to weaken the analogy used in the argument. And with weakening an analogy, it's anything that's going to make the two things being compared different would automatically weaken it. So we'll see if we get something like that. So it says the managers of some companies routinely donate a certain percentage of their profits to charity. So managers of some company donate profits to charity. Although this practice may seem totally justified and even admirable, it is not. So basically our conclusion is it's not admirable. After all, corporate profits are not the property of managers, but of the company's owners. So it doesn't belong to the corporate managers, but to the owners. The legendary Robin Hood may have stolen from the rich to give to the poor, but he was nevertheless stealing. Whoa, so that's kind of where our analogy is coming in. And this seems like a bit of a stretch. So corporate profits are not the property of managers, but of the owners. And so it's saying taking some of the profits and giving them to charity is not admirable. And it's comparing it to Robin Hood, which, while kind of cool that the LSAT is doing that, it's not actually that great as far as an argument. So basically what we need to do is weaken the analogy between corporate, the managers of some companies, and Robin Hood, which should be fairly easy to do. There's probably some major differences there. So A, the profits that a company makes are in a given year are in part returned to the owners of the company. Well, that, if anything, might strengthen it. It's saying it's theirs. Managers who routinely donate a certain percentage of corporate profits to charity do so with the owner's tacit consent. Now, that would weaken the analogy because we can assume that Robin Hood did not take money from the rich to give to the poor with the rich's tacit consent, but rather that it was by force. So B is indicating there is a difference. It's not stealing because the owners are willing to do it. C, company managers often donate part of their own income. We don't really care what they're doing with their own income. Any charity that accepts corporate donations needs to be able to account for how it's spent. This isn't about how the money is spent. It's about whether or not it was stealing when they got it. And then charities often solicit contributions from companies as well as private individuals. We don't care whether they're soliciting. And so therefore, answer choice B is the best answer that would weaken our analogy. So we take that and go.